Hello, Jeff, hello.
Jeff, test your mic, please.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Josh, can you hear me, Jeff?
You hear me, Doc?
Yep.
Sounds good, doesn't it? This is good.
All right.
All right. You got it in. What you got to do, huh?
I'm gonna let you go outside after and call in, Jeff, if necessary, to see if they work. They think they work.
Okay. That's it. We're done. Mine is done too.
Because people see me on Facebook. There you go. My polo hat.
I was talking to somebody about you yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent?
Business.
Okay.
Business. OBGYN mortality rate.
Yeah.
Programming and going out with your, but having him lead the charge.
Me, her.
Huh?
I mean her.
Who?
Her. Instead of having him.
Her.
Yeah.
No, I said him.
Yeah.
I mean, not him. Not this him.
Her.
Another. No. He has more drive.
Oh, him. Somebody. Him,
he
her,
wants,
him.
He wants to do.
Who is it?
Mike Wright.
Well, who is he?
Tell Mike Wright.
He's a minister now, community activist type of guy.
Okay. Cool.
Friends with Ted Brown is running for Third Ward Council. We all grew up playing ball together.
All right, cool. That worked.
Yeah.
And he talks about, you know, quality of life, changing your life.
Okay.
Issues.
Worked for Needle's Eye.
Right. No, drugs. Suboxone.
Okay.
So, trying to pair, if you're doing drugs, OBGYN, education.
Yeah.
And him pedicidicum program.
Okay.
So if we need to send him to Keith, we can. If we need to send him to you, we can.
Yeah.
Are you following where I'm going
with this?
There
are a lot of pregnant folks on drugs.
Rate,
oh yeah,
and
yeah.
African Americans is three times the rate of white Americans.
And not
in
only
Ohio.
That, and not
I want to talk about this on air.
Jesus.
And let's pray real quick, Jeff.
Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We ask you, Father, that you would anoint us to speak on this show, that we might change lives and hearts, to do better, Father, for the people around, to do better for our community, our state, our country, our nation, our world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, man.
Teenagers. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you were getting a problem.
I want to smack that dude this morning. Oh, God, I want to smack him.
He's too big for that.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I can still reach up and smack him.
Oh, you
can smack him.
Yes, I can. Pow.
No, no.
Oh, God, I want to smack him.
No, no, no.
Man.
Ooh. What'd he do?
God, he couldn't find his glasses. So he was late for school.
We're going live.
I don't hear anything. You like the music?
You don't hear anything?
No.
No.
You don't hear anything at all?
Not from the station.
Oh, okay. But you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine. I'm the only one that can hear Josh then.
I can't hear the da-da-da-da?
No, you don't hear any of that.
How do I know
what happened?
Okay, you want the phones to work?
Well, I don't care. I just said what happened.
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll show you afterwards.
So I'm live right now.
We're live. We're on live on Facebook right now. But you, Jeff, we sent you to the phones.
Okay, gotcha.
So
got
the
it.
Phones are not getting the feed from the station like that.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm not going to get reported, am I?
Pardon me?
I said I want to smack my son. I'm not going to get reported,
you might.
Am I? Jeez.
And I'll show you right afterwards what we did. Because we still need to do something. Because I still don't have the tablet for Facebook connected to the board.
You still don't have that?
It's not connected to the board.
So now how do we know when the commercial break is?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
You follow my lead.
Gotcha.
But they can hear us on Facebook?
That's correct.
Okay.
And they can hear us, but it's not as going to be as clear today as it will be in the future.
Well, you know.
I've got to come up now. La, 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 la.
We're not on yet, are we? No. You're not saying anything, so we can't be on yet.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, where our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Got Dr. Rodney Hill in studio and got Jeff Green in studio, and want to welcome Window World, who is our lead sponsor, and we want to thank them for coming on and hanging out with us. Window World of Youngstown is owned by the Moran family. It is a family that you need to know, you need to go support, and because they support you. Give them a call at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good, good.
So am I.
Good.
I'm getting ready to go downstairs and remedy this situation, though.
Which one?
So we can't hear Josh. We need to hear Josh. Josh is the man. And if we can't hear Josh, we might as well go home. See, because we have nothing else to say. You know, all that stuff you got on the board and, you know, for us to talk about. We can't hear Josh.
But you can hear me.
Who is Omar?
Ilnar Omar.
Oh, you know what? In Snoop's song, he talks about Omar.
Who is Omar?
Well, I don't know if it's that Omar.
Omar is in the He and B Slade.
Huh? What?
Omar.
I gotta
pick it up and find it.
Who's Omar?
Omar's Jeff's other girlfriend. Jeff's got two girlfriends now.
Omar.
He's got a wife.
I got three girlfriends.
That's right. He's got Catherine. He got
So Omar's a pseudonym for something?
No,
that's
acronym.
Her last name. She's the representative in D.C.
Oh, that's somebody real.
The Somali representative in D.C.
Now said that President Obama.
Oh,
ain't real.
Oh my God!
But don't go there yet. I got
that
answer.
Was
oh,
so
I got
funny.
A question. I got a question.
Yeah.
Okay. What did Manafort do that he's so sorry about?
Well, he had.
He's been a crook all his life.
Yes, pretty much.
You know, you see how these rich kids go to all these schools for money. He's been a crook all his life.
We're not getting there yet, Doc. What did he do?
A crook all his life. Now he has to pay the piper.
So why is he? Okay, who is this man?
You don't know who the crooks are.
No, Jeff.
Yes.
You don't know who
is
the crooks
are.
He's a crook.
Manafort is a big-time money mover for countries and lobbyists. So he lobbies for different countries, et cetera, et cetera. What he did was he hid his lobbying money from the United States government and then lied about it. So this judge right here is going to hang him because she is a Hillary Clinton supporter.
So Manafort, let's get this straight. Manafort is...
basically tax evasion, but he did tax evasion, but they have him for something else. But since he's not doing what they want him to do, they're going to hang him for tax evasion.
Yes.
Why does it seem like this is a bad, bad drama?
It's a bad drama, but it's about to change.
It's a bad drama. I mean, I was just, you know, there's a show on CBS Online, and it's called... it's a spinoff from The Good Wife.
Yeah.
And this is something that would be written into that.
Sure.
I haven't seen The Good Wife.
This is...
You know what? For being what it is, a progressive left...
it was a good show.
...thing, it was pretty...
What was
it
about?
Was pretty well put together.
Politics and law.
Huh.
And what were women? It was... Either fiction imitating life or life imitating fiction, because it's the same.
A lady married
go ahead.
Big name politician.
Uh-huh.
And he went out on her, and they were really separated, getting ready to divorce.
Right.
But he had her hold on till he won this one election.
Okay.
And they dealt with things because the daughter and the son were both exploring what they wanted to believe in, et cetera, et cetera. She was an atheist.
Okay.
And so it was a deep situation.
So about life.
But the show
for rich people.
For rich left-wing people, yes.
Left-wing. But what I'm saying is right now with Manafort, what's going on here,
mm-hmm.
This is just as dramatic almost. This is almost like a major drama. We need to like put this in reality TV and call it The Manafort Files.
Reality. That's right.
I'm serious.
What the heck?
Dun, 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 dun.
We need to just start doing...
The Manafort Files. Tuesday at 11.
We need to start doing like reality TV here. And like following the judge and her political affiliation. And then following the money and why they got him. Because they got him because they wanted Trump. Because if I'm not mistaken, the only reason why they paid attention to him is because he became Donald Trump's campaign manager.
And then they knew he was crooked.
No. Prior to him becoming President Trump's campaign manager, nobody cared that he was crooked.
Right.
Am I getting that about right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, they knew he was crooked, but now they can hold it over his head.
They didn't care that he was crooked until he linked up with Donald Trump. Then they tried to go after him to get Donald Trump, and all they got was him.
Well, that's life.
Because Jeff's other girlfriend yesterday came out and said that she was so.
How many girlfriends you got?
He's got a lot.
I got a lot. Man.
He was so impressed with President Trump. You know.
You don't tell me last name, do you? Okay.
I heard what you told your son.
You know what, guys?
It's just Jeff.
Jeff. Now, I'm serious about this. Now, listen, Nancy Pelosi yesterday had this epiphany that said that I'm not going to go after impeaching President Trump because that really will it'll divide the country. So no matter what he's done, because he's done a lot, I have to be honest with you, and I'm not going to divide the country. I'm going to follow my sword. I'm going to do the right thing because I love Trump.
Well, she just lost. She is no longer the speaker.
She loves Trump.
Yeah, she don't love Trump. She hates Trump gut.
I think that was good.
But
they let her ride out in the sunset. Lifetime Achievement Award.
She's not going anywhere. Nancy will die in that office. Okay, that's because that's what she loves. just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Big party. Right,
they're gonna be asking questions right around the Supreme Court, and Ruth Bader is gonna. They're gonna ask Ruth, "Well, what do you think, Ruth Bader Ginsburg?" And she'll just be not saying nothing.
I told you formaldehyde.
That's wrong. That's not right. That's not right.
She's not going to quit. She wouldn't quit when Obama was president.
So Weekend at Bernie's?
Weekend at Bernie's. That's what you probably got now.
Formaldehyde.
You probably got that going on right now because you ain't heard her speak a word. Listen, you ain't heard Ruth say nothing.
That's a classic movie. Weekend at Bernie's is classic. Yeah. That's a classic.
Yes, it is. That's one movie I can actually say I've watched multiple times.
That's a classic.
RBG, Weekend at RBG. See?
That's right.
Weekend at RBG. RBG is walking around.
No, that's not right. That's not right. That's not right.
Yeah, it's right.
That's not right unless you did it if it was true, but it's not right.
It's right. It's right. Trust me, it's right.
But that's Mark's girlfriend, though. Not Ruth, but... Pelosi.
Oh, that's Mark's girlfriend.
Mark's girlfriend.
Okay. So yeah. yours is...
I get the younger one.
Well, at least she got money. She got money.
Yeah.
Well, no, you got Omarosa. No, not...
No. Omar. Let's not go there now.
You got Omar.
Yeah.
You got...
AOC.
And you got the former chairman. Don't forget her.
Former chairman.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
What I'm saying. That's my first one.
That's your first
Nancy.
First
one. What's her name?
You know. See, you got somebody you don't know her name.
No, I sure don't. I just call them all baby.
What
are you laughing at? Hey, I call them all baby.
Maybe
and that's
it,
okay.
Had that happen before. Just say, hey, baby. Hey, darling.
So now, Doc, have you followed what happened? What is going on? Because you brought it up. And I only got a few minutes. But what is going on with the universities and paying for people to get into school? And what's going on with that?
That's the way it's always been. It's just on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. I don't understand why they're prosecuting people. I thought this was
it's the
way they do business.
It's on steroids, that's all.
But it's not new, is it?
No, it's not new.
So when did it become a indictable offense?
It's on it's fraud. It is fraud now. It's the way they did it was fraudulent. But
so what's the difference with the way they do it and the way everybody else does it?
It's probably been done all along, but not as fraudulently. to make it appear like it's normal, they just went overboard on steroids. You know, they did.
I mean it's bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to figure out where did it come from. I mean, all of a sudden it's big news. I thought this is it's almost like I'm like Chuck now. That's how they do business, isn't it?
No, but they took the next step.
What was the next step?
Well, the next step was all these crazy schemes where I'm going to pretend your daughter is on the soccer team. I'm going to pay the soccer coach $400,000. No, he doesn't get paid anything, so he's going to take it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so,
That's just like someone giving you $400,000 to say, hey, my niece is on your show. Just let her sit there a time or two.
Yeah.
She can put it on her resume.
Heck, where is our resident Dimples?
I don't know. I've got to call her. I thought she was going to be here today. I'm looking for her.
She's at Harvard. She put on her resume.
No way.
Tracy, what did you pay for that? You didn't have to pay for her.
She got
her own.
You listen to Tracy and Friends here at WHKZ AM 1440. I believe the phone lines are working because I want you to call in 516-595-8258. We're with Dr. Hill, Jeff Green. I'm Tracy Winbush. We'll be right back.
I hope she's not listening.
Yes.
Is she?
You're live. But what did I tell you? What did I tell you?
That's funny.
You think I'm joking?
That's funny.
I found out why I get it.
So now what time's the next break?
Pardon?
Next break's at what time?
Next break.
I gotta bounce at 11:30.
Okay.
Maybe not. Let me see. I might be delayed. Let's see. I'm gonna go out and answer. I can answer. No, I can't. I step out there and make a phone call. People can hear my conversation.
I'm not going to the back office.
Okay.
This is back office straight ahead. There's a light on the side, you can shut the door.
No.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our phone lines, I do believe, are working, but I won't know unless you call in. So you've got to call me at 516-595-8258. I want to thank Window World for coming on and being one of our sponsors. They do replacement windows. They have a great selection of products. They're right there on Southern Boulevard, and you can stop at their showroom located located at 8070 Southern Boulevard, which is right past the Southern Park Mall over to the right-hand side on Southern Boulevard. And they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturdays from 9 to 1. Or you can give them a call at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW and tell them that you heard it from Tracy and Friends. I'd greatly appreciate that, and I'm going to continue to push that until he tells me that too many people are knocking down his door to get replacement windows. Doc Hill.
Yes.
Mortality rate. Last week, the governor did his State of the State address for his first time. He's only been in office, I guess, 2 months now. And he mentioned the mortality rate of Ohio is like 49th worst in the state.
Who's 50th?
I think Alaska is.
Really?
I'm not sure. Don't quote me on
that. Not Mississippi?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I heard that it was Alaska. But okay. I also heard that Ohio is 49th.
Uh-huh.
But black children in the state of Ohio, the mortality rate is 3 times worse than white children.
Uh-huh, correct.
And in Northeast Ohio, they have the highest immortality rate.
No, mortality.
Mortality rate.
Immortality.
They have the highest.
Forever.
They have the highest mortality rate in the state.
Right.
So what is going, what's happening, what does that mean? We don't know. Listen,
well, what's
we don't know the difference between mortality and immortality. We
okay.
don't know what that means. Does that mean in the womb, in the tomb?
No.
Drug, what?
Immortality means live forever.
Okay.
Mortality means you're not going to live forever.
But what's mortality rate when we talk about children?
We talk about when a baby is born. Does that baby live to be 1 year old?
So any child less than one?
That dies before their first birthday.
So that's like SIDS?
Well, that can be a cause. Yeah, that could be a cause. Extreme prematurity can be a cause, meaning the baby is born very early, sometime after 24 weeks, but not 37 weeks, which is considered term.
Okay.
Anything below 37 weeks is considered preterm.
And anything below 22?
Is considered non-viable.
Okay.
So the closer you are to 37 weeks, the better your chances are of living to 1 year of age.
Okay.
The further away you are from 37 weeks, the your chances of not making it to 1 year of age is increased.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Ohio.
Correct.
Being 49.
Mm-hmm.
African Americans being three times more.
Mm-hmm.
Northeast Ohio being the worst there is.
Uh-huh.
How do you change that? What I mean, is it education? Is it how I treat myself? Is it neonatal? Is it prenatal? Is it what's going on here? Is it the lack of care? Is it too much care? Is it what's causing it?
Well, it's not too much care. Some of it is the lack. Well, it's the lack of care. It's the lack of presenting yourself for care.
What does that mean?
Well,
presenting yourself for care.
When you find out that you're pregnant, when do you seek that first prenatal visit? Ideally, you like to do it within the first trimester.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to stop right there because as a irresponsible...
Meaning the first 3 months,
as an irresponsible teenager, irresponsible
mm-hmm.
woman.
Correct.
Or a woman who is trying to, you know, sometimes in our mind, if I don't acknowledge that I need to go and see a doctor, it'll go away.
Correct.
And I notice that a lot.
That's not unusual. Not unusual. So that does contribute somewhat to
the
problem.
And does that contribute to
the
bottom line? Because a lot of women, I can wish this away.
Well, that and other things, sort of a combination, everything added together causes the problem.
So can we do something different? Can we eradicate it? What can we do?
It can be eradicated.
How?
It's a multifactorial process. You know, first of all, you have to own up that you're pregnant, but that typically happens in your teenage population, typically, sometimes in older women, but typically your teenage population, and seek prenatal care as soon as you can. Now, once you've sought prenatal care, you have to continue prenatal care. Well, what does that mean? If you lack a social support system, then that can sometimes prevent you from having an ongoing prenatal care relationship with your physician.
Not that way.
With your physician. So hence, you know, you have a lot of depression due to baby daddy drama and so forth and so on. He don't love me. I don't feel good about myself. And for whatever reason, you do another thing. So you don't come to your appointments. That can play a role. That's actually one of your larger roles, the support system, the emotional, social support system.
So, Jeff,
yeah.
In talking about this, you know, I believe that the only way that we can change things is from the inside out.
Absolutely.
And I believe that men have the key to change these things. And when I say that is we need men. I was talking to a man this morning about the difference between a male and a man.
Yeah, there's a huge difference.
Huge.
And
women today have not seen men. So if you've never seen a man, you end up with a lot of males.
Well, and the men have not seen a lot of
That's
men.
That's what I'm saying.
When the men haven't seen a lot of men and the women haven't seen a lot of men, they've just seen pretty much biological, you know, people, then they don't know how they need to be treated. And therefore they'll settle for anything.
Correct.
Okay. And I just went through that in a family thing, and that is so devastating.
Because we were talking about dating, and men work.
Oh.
And if you have a man who doesn't work, then you really don't have a man.
Correct.
This is true.
And so there are a lot of women who get upset because their men work.
What?
See, a lot of women are they think that you're supposed to be like it is on TV.
How is it on TV?
That they never go to work. They're always together. And so they're texting all day long, and they're They're needy. They're.
But how are you affording a living? How are you providing?
They're not demanding it. You follow where I'm coming
from?
That's
why they're promising alternate, paychecks to people, whether you want to go to work or not.
I mean, because remember,
it all fits, Doc. It's all in there.
I want you to work, but I don't. I want your money, but I don't want you to go to work. I want you to sit here with me. I want you to text with me. I want you to talk. I want you to be my girlfriend and my husband and my provider all at the same time. And that's not real. Am I getting this wrong? Am I saying this wrong?
I don't know whether you're saying it wrong or
I've never heard it from that perspective.
Yeah, me neither.
But if you think of it, I'm just talking to men, and they're saying that they're having problems because girls, their girlfriends want to text them all day long and get mad because they don't text them right back because they just want to be. And he says, "I'm working."
I think that goes both ways when you have relationships.
Because
guys are just as.
I'm saying they're working, and a lot of women they've never seen men work. Men, you guys are focused. You guys go out in the morning and you stay all day long.
I think
a lot of women have never seen that because there's no men in their life. So they're looking for girlfriends that will shop with them that happen to be called men.
Yeah, I mean, that's a mixed bag, though, Trace, because, we live in a valley where we had GM and several other things, and you ain't talking to nobody at work but maybe one time during the day if they work at GM.
We're looking at another generation behind us.
Yeah.
And if you look at these young ladies who are having these multiple kids by these multiple baby daddies, their daddy's not working at General Motors paying child support.
That's because
so it goes to the mortality rate of my self-esteem because I'm still looking for a man who can't take care of me because he has no job because I never raised my kids to have a job.
Well, here's what I'm saying. You're saying parts of a problem that do exist, and the only way that you deal with that is to change the dynamic of a community. And that's what we're,
kingdom culture.
We're trying to – kingdom culture. And the thing is that you need to find the people that are going to stand up and talk. People are afraid to talk.
Why?
Because they don't want to be criticized. Okay? They don't want to be – jumped on. They don't want to have somebody call them racist or call them sexist or misogynistic. They don't want to hear that. And so they just rather shut up. And they do. But the thing is it's time now where just like this foolishness with these parents paying millions of dollars in some cases for their child to get a special place on a team in college that they didn't earn to go to college. It's ridiculous. You have to change that type of thing. And the only way you change that is to change the outward public discourse. And with these people telling you Fox shouldn't exist, only the MSM should exist because Fox doesn't agree with the MSM, you don't have much of a fight.
But my question to you, Jeff, is, I agree with you, but when I look at the mortality rate, and we look at the self-esteem, and we look at people who are still bragging about having 17 kids.
Yeah.
And people who are coming in. I'm not going to speak for Dr. Hill, but I'm quite sure he's seen multiple men with different women.
Sure.
In his office.
Sure.
Because and we continue. If you look at what's been going on at our schools, how they dress the football games, and how the young ladies think about themselves. That comes from lack of self-esteem that only a man can give a woman.
I don't agree with that.
I know you don't.
Yeah. I think that a woman has to be that before she finds a man.
No, I'm saying I need a man in my life, such as my father that I don't have, mm-hmm. an uncle who needs to be there, who will affirm me as a woman so that I can have what I need. I'll be right back. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our calling number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
I will see you all later. Gotta go.
Are you gone?
Yeah, I gotta go. I got 12 o'clock C-section.
Oh,
gotta go.
Go make babies.
They gonna have me. I'm on time for once. No, they're on time for once. Normally it's delayed. I'm on time.
Hold your ears. I will listen to you all. There you go.
You should call. Do me a favor. Put this number in your phone and call me
okay.
so I can see if my phone lines work. 516. Uh-huh. 595.
Hold up.
8258.
8258.
Yeah.
516-595-8258.
That's correct.
All right, cool.
See you later.
Hey,
have a good one,
Doc. I will.
I'll call you.
Yeah, cool. See, y'all later.
See you later, Doc.
Yes, Odell Beckham.
At least we get second place, maybe.
We're going to be in the playoffs, so anything goes. Cleveland Browns.
We'll do that on there. I want to do that. I want to do that live and in color.
Oh yeah. Well, let me pull up who we got.
I want to do live and in color. I can't do that. I can't do that twice.
Now tell me when he starts talking. See if I hear him.
Who?
I changed the feed on this.
Josh, you there? Can you hear Josh?
Yeah. I heard him vaguely say yeah. He's coming through the board on West Channel. That's the headphone.
You don't hear the news?
No.
No.
Okay. Then that's what we have to do, Tracy. We have to split that out.
This?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we take it into a headphone.
It is, but you know you started talking Greek to me.
No, you got it split already. You have two cords.
No, Jeff, but I'm talking to Josh in my ear.
Oh.
He was talking to me about the same thing that you just said, and I told him yesterday it went from... Oh, let's do this to it's Greek.
I got you. See, look at you. You're getting caught up in the chords.
And this right here?
Yeah.
Would you say don't touch anything?
Yeah, folks. You don't need
hey, Josh, I'll call you this evening about what we talked about. Okay. I'm just waiting for Comrex to give me some free passes. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. Please give them a call for your next windows at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. The Moran family is a family of integrity and of character and of community, and they're someone that you want to do business with and you want to go out and find out how to replace your windows. Spring is coming. We're going to be washing windows and getting ready for the summer. And just like you want to keep the cold air out in the wintertime, you want to keep the hot air out in the summer. So you need to get replacement windows so that you can have efficient bills. So give the Moran family a call at Window World, 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW, and tell them that Tracy sent you. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning. I'm getting beat up by your dog.
Jeff, but I got to go back. You said you disagree with me.
Yeah, I do.
How do you disagree with me?
Because a man doesn't need to.
I need that.
You, a young woman needs a man to be in there, in his life for her to see a good man.
That also to let her know that she is a woman, that she is pretty, that she is kind, that she is smart, she is somebody. Because
yeah.
If a man, you have to understand, the Bible tells me that my desire shall be to a man. That was my curse.
Your desire should be to your husband.
Again. I need, because if I don't have someone to tell me that,
mm-hmm.
I'm searching for love all in the wrong places.
Well,
and right now, if you look at what's going on in the perversion spirit that we have across this nation, right now we praise promiscuity and we demonize virginity.
Yeah, right, and abstinence or non. Proliferation of sexual contact.
That's correct.
As in the case of the vice president who takes his wife everywhere and won't leave a door closed while he's eating with somebody or meeting with somebody.
And so, we knock him. Can you?
Yeah.
Can you, that's just insane.
Well, they're calling evil good and good evil.
Correct.
That's what's going on. Yeah. But here's the thing. Yes, a pastor figure, an uncle figure, if in the absence of a father, can definitely be a good influence on that woman. But the mother has to also instill in that woman what it is to be a woman.
But what I'm saying to you, Jeffrey, and this is my issue when I come to whether it be the mortality rate, whether it be politics, whether it be just structure of family, structure of community.
Mm-hmm.
We all have equal roles in where we're going, and this system has eroded those roles. So at one time, you're right, external forces, grandpa, uncle, but if mama never had anybody tell her,
yeah,
and grandmama didn't have, because remember, right now we are into generational.
Oh, yeah.
So you're looking at 3 years of generations,
mm-hmm,
where you have had a testosterone absent.
In many, many homes.
In many, 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 many inner city homes. Because 72% of your children are being raised in single family homes. And that statistic has been going on for how many years now?
Lots of years.
That's a lot of years without having two people in the house.
Well, since the 70s, early to mid 70s, when we started paying young people to.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful.
South Kagalagi.
No, that's South Kagalagi.
Oh, doctor's on there.
Yeah, so he's coming through.
So I have to ask a question. Josh, can you hear me?
Huh?
Can you hear my caller?
Yeah, I can. I'm
not you. I know you can hear me and I can hear you. Now I need to know if Josh can hear you. And now I can't. Oh, you can, but he's quiet. Okay.
So okay, that's good.
That's good. That's good.
We have a way we can go.
How's that? Doc Hill?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that better?
What's Josh
hello,
saying?
Hello.
There you go.
Yeah,
I think
no,
we're doing
it. All right.
All right.
I make sure. I make sure anyway.
So I was talking about, so when I look at the mortality rate of self-esteem.
Yeah.
And when I look at young people, and you have, it's almost like a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. And the erosion of man has diminished because you haven't had anyone in the house that's been a man.
True.
For decades, for generations.
True.
So how do I know what a man is when I've never seen a man? And then here I come with mortality rate.
You haven't
and I'm
seen.
I'm out there trying to make a man because I can't find a man. So you got movies now where you got women fantasizing about Blair Underwood on a regular.
Well, I mean that's okay. Here's the thing, you can't change any of that you're talking about.
We have to.
No, it's done. It's already done.
What do you mean it's already done?
It's already done. You have two or three generations of women that have no idea about how interpersonal relationships and things like that are supposed to work.
But so how are we going to change?
You just start changing it from now, and you start changing it with the youngest of your children. So by the time 10 years rolls around, you have a different type of mindset.
Okay, hold on, Jeff. Come on now. That's like the come on now. I want to get to the Browns getting Beckham.
Oh, that's right.
But don't get me wrong.
Not only Beckham.
But hold on, and I ain't mad at him. But what I'm saying is, You can change the Browns, the clowns into the Browns, but you mean to tell me that we can't stop this roller coaster that we're on in our community where our culture has eroded a man from being in existence and being praised?
Yeah, I hear you. I like I said, once again, you can't do anything about that, Tracy.
Why?
Because it's done. You have to go from here.
Then how do we change people from being bloody liberals on a socialist mountain, getting ready to go into Pied Piper, Hades?
You start with the younger kids, like right now. You know, most of the millennials are not liberals. Most of the millennials are conservative in nature. They're not Christian conservative, but they're conservative in nature because they don't want nobody taking their stuff. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Now here it is. They had a split on socialism versus capitalism, and I guarantee you that split came because nobody knew what the heck capitalism was.
Jeff, I think this split of the country, and I think you or maybe there are quite a few millennials.
Yeah.
But there are more millennials who are now walking down the socialist path.
There's a few
there,
more.
There are more than we can number.
No,
you
know, no.
Listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If half of the school-age children in the state of Ohio are in failing schools,
Yeah.
Those half are headed toward the socialism line.
I don't necessarily believe that.
Okay.
That and there's a reason why I don't believe that.
Why?
Because I'm seeing the walkaway movement. Okay. If you go on YouTube and on several different sites, you will see that there are tons of black, young black people walking away from the Democrat.
But where are they walking to?
They're walking primarily to the Republican Party. They're not going far left. They're going the other way.
Do they have any statistics on that yet?
Yes. Yes, the statistics.
I have the statistics that I have seen. I know that only 8% of the African-American community supported President Trump.
The last time.
And I mm-hmm. think he'll get up to probably about 18 to 20.
I think he'll get 28 to 34.
It all depends on what they do. And you have to understand, and then I'm being honest, they can let him do who he is. But if the infrastructure does not go out and get that vote will not come. That vote's just not going to show up.
Here's what I'm saying. They're doing what they can to reach these people. It's an almost insurmountable thing because of the...
Who's doing what they can?
The administration is doing what they can. See, this is the thing. I heard another talk show host say the president didn't do anything about the deficit. About the debt and the deficit. I'm saying the man's been in just a little over 2 years and he's trying to hold on while these people are bucking like a wild buck and a wild bucking horse. And he's just trying to get control of the country first. Then he can start dealing with problems. So don't expect that a man in 2 years' time can do miracles and get all these things done. There are groups going out right now that are going to be evangelizing the Donald Trump and administration's programs and things that they've done for the black community, for the younger people in this country, so that they can look forward to having a job. And, you know, they don't find jobs so easily right now in certain pockets of the nation. So you will have that liberal going on. You will have that happening. But by and large, there's a shift happening. And that shift is not turning toward the left. The left is trying to drive it, and they're not being successful.
I agree with you, and I disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about political realignment.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to talk about that on the other side because I agree that they're leaving the party, but I don't believe they're headed towards the Republican Party, nor are they headed towards President Trump. And when I come back, I'll tell you why. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. Our call-in number, which is working, thank you, Jesus, 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
Okay. Now.
So, hey, Doc Hill. Huh? Oh, you can barely hear me. Okay.
Jeff, loud and clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll work on that. Thanks, Doc. Huh? Okay. Thanks.
I'll pipe down.
No. My mic is down too low. I need to turn it up. They can't hear me.
I'm trying to turn my headphones down because you're blasting in my
headphones. Am I blasting in your headphones? Sorry about that. I need to see. So, hold on.
Where was Doc at just now?
I'm trying to turn my headphones
this
down.
This is good. Because guess what? No. I'm listening.
Okay.
Right now, are you listening to you? Can you hear this, Jeff? That is the feed from Facebook. So the Facebook feed is working. So I don't have to do anything with that, but I got to get a better cord. This cord, there's a short in this cord. There's a short in that cord, and there's a short in the other cord, so I've got to get some new cords. But once I get those two cords, we should be good. And then I'm going to just move this over to there. This is good. Oh, this is awesome. Yeah. It doesn't take much. Then I'll go to the next one.
I was trying to find all the people that we just picked up, and I had it.
What picked up?
The Browns.
Oh.
When we get to that. My nephew had it.
Hey, you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our calling number here is 516-595-8258. Phone lines work. Facebook is working. Hey, Facebook, good morning. We are headed somewhere. Got to get a couple cords. Got to get a couple things done, and I'm a happy little girl. Thank you, Jesus. You guys have no idea. Prayer is getting answered.
Prayer changes things.
This has been a major, especially when I know what I don't know, and I don't know this.
Yes. Well, we're on the way. I wish we had more board. It would be easier.
It might be easier, but we need to take a picture of our humble beginnings.
Actually, this ain't so humble. This
humble
is
beginnings.
Pretty nice.
Humble
we just
beginnings.
Have a small board.
Humble beginnings, so that when I can get a board that they have, and they got digital boards where you just hit buttons and stuff just moves and lights just flicker,
yeah, yep.
And all I have to do is like push a button. And it's like, this is Tracy, this is Jeff, and life is good. But we're not there yet. But maybe when I come back from Vegas next month, maybe we'll be there.
We'll see what happens. As long as we're on Blog Talk and
we're
on
right
Facebook.
Now, folks can call in on Blog Talk, and right now we can.
And we can actually hear them.
We can hear them. They can hear us.
Yeah,
and we can hear them on the air. But, Jeff, you are wrong.
Okay. I'm always wrong in your book, Tracy.
That is true.
See? Except Cujo likes me, except when I try to leave the room. See, but that's okay.
That's
your
baby.
Daughter.
That's my baby.
Your daughter.
That's my
Your
child.
Daughter has a good image of what a man is. When you
that's
see a man
child.
Come in the studio wearing a Cleveland Brown shirt, that is a man.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to this the Browns. And you know, I'm a part Brown fan and
no,
I'm a part
not.
Steeler fan.
No, you're not. You're a Steeler fan because you like the coach. That's
I
it.
Love Tomlinson.
Okay, well there's
Is he
no
still married?
Such thing. I have no idea. See, you don't understand what unequally yoked is.
What?
Pittsburgh fan, Cleveland fan.
We're yoked
they
together.
They can't make it. That is unequally yoked.
Listen, I can't help you guys want to grow up and be a Steeler.
No, that's why in my
I cannot help the Browns want to grow up to be Steelers.
Listen, the Browns grew up to be Steelers because they're going with the Steelers. But this year.
Okay, Jeff, let me explain something to you. Let me explain
yeah,
this to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like brothers and sisters.
Okay.
Or, you know, brothers and sisters and sisters. But, you know, the younger brother is always trying to hold up to the one who goes out and gets all the rings, wins all the award, and is, this, you know, is like the superhero of the family. Especially when you go to school and you got to step in their footprints. You know, big shoes. And you try to step in the big brother's footprints, and you come back and you say, my name is John. And, yeah, that's my bigger brother. That's what the Browns are. When it comes to the Steelers. The Steelers, they want to be the Steelers.
No, we don't want to
and
be the
I
Steelers.
Can, and I am, I listen, and don't get me wrong, and the Steelers want to have the heart of the Browns fan. They would love to have the heart. The Browns fan is
it.
The most phenomenal fan base in the world.
But the largest fan base in the world is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But the
base.
Most phenomenal fan base in the world. The
Seconded
most,
only by Cleveland.
Listen, No. The most faithful fan base in the world when it comes to professional teams is the Pittsburgh. I'm sorry, is the Cleveland Brown fan. They a Cleveland Brown fan has been a fan through misery. I got a friend.
Here we go.
Listen, I got a friend, and he only comes to his office in Mahoning County or in Mahoning Valley on Brown weekends. If the Browns don't have a weekend, he won't come.
That's because that's a good man. He's a good man.
He just wants to grow up to be a Steeler.
No. We don't want to be a Steeler. We want to beat the Steeler.
No, they want y'all
that's
want to be
different.
A Steeler.
No.
Y'all
want to
be a Steeler. Y'all want to have say I got rings that
we
I
don't,
here, let me take off my rings and here's my shoes too.
We don't care nothing about the rings. We care whether we beat the Pittsburgh. When we tied the Steelers,
it was a victory.
That was a victory because there was no way that they should have. We should have tied. But then the next game, they brought their referees with them.
So why can't I not be a Steeler fan? See, Josh is yelling in my ear, but he doesn't realize I am a Steeler fan and a Brown fan.
No, she's not, Josh. Don't even try. Don't even entertain that.
Did I not go to the game and they won? And the reason why they won their
you
first
went
was
to
because
the game,
they. Did I not go and they won because I was there?
They you went to the game and they won because somebody foolishly gave you a ticket. Now, that's what I'd say.
But they won because I was there. They had not won an open season, a season opener in like 100 years, and here I go to the game and they win. And you would have thought they won the Super Bowl. Okay. Everybody was happy.
You know what you like, that song? You're so vain. You think the Cleveland Browns win was about you. You're so vain. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know I am. I'm proud.
I see what we're dealing with.
Listen,
here.
I'm proud of the Browns. I am. I want to see them win. I do.
You don't have to worry about that.
And I wear white when the Steelers wear the Browns. I can't help. I love Tomlinson. He is great. And I love Hines Ward. And I love the bus. And, you know, I love Polamalu.
I like the bus.
I love those guys.
I like Fly Through the Air Polamalu. Okay. As players, you cannot.
I am a huge Jim Brown fan. You know, I follow the players.
He just
I love
the
Jim Brown.
He resigned from the Cleveland Browns today.
Who?
Jim Brown.
He resigned from what?
He's just been in the front office forever.
Doing what?
Jim Brown stuff. Acquiring people, getting things. I think
really?
Somebody said something about he might not have liked that they got Beckham, but I don't know.
I didn't know that he was still working for the Browns.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was at the inauguration with him.
Okay.
For President Trump.
Yeah, okay.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what
well,
it
I mean,
is.
I'm just saying, I like that guy. I mean, I told you I'm a Brown fan.
Jim Brown is fantastic.
I didn't know he was still in the front office.
He as of today, he is not any longer. He quit.
Jeff, didn't I take you to the Browns?
We went to the
Browns training.
Oh, man, that was love.
So, see, what?
Hey, you didn't see me from the time we got off that bus. Till the time, no time to get back on the bus.
So, why can you say, I am a Brown fan. I just love the Steelers.
The organization that we were on their station took all of us.
No,
and you gave me, I mean, whoever, you gave me one of the tickets they gave you. And I appreciate that. That's why when I auction you off to get married, I'm only going to take people that can put up a dowry of $100,000. Or
that's
more.
Not enough, Jeff.
I said 100,000 or more. Okay, now that's all. Yeah, it is enough.
It's not enough.
You know what I gave for my wife? Two goats.
You know what?
As honest as God, truth. You asked my father-in-law. I gave two goats, and I got Cheryl. So now, what do you think about that?
We want to find out about these
goats. Yes, goats.
They're not
they
in the backyard.
No, they met an untimely.
Well, you know,
death.
You can always find somebody and they can give you two alpacas.
Yeah, I got a good friend.
But alpacas.
I got you two alpacas.
Don't they spit?
Yes, of course. All dromedaries spit. Yeah.
Who do you call them?
Dromedaries. Dromedaries. Camels, alpacas, all of that stuff.
Why are they called dromedaries? That's a pretty cool name. I'm gonna name my next kid Dromedary. I'm gonna be like Dromedary. You know what?
Wait, got a hump in his back.
That's right. Listen, that's you know
although
we
alpacas
listen,
don't have hump.
No, listen, we're gonna start putting the word dromedary out there.
Yeah.
And we're gonna name a drink Dromedary, and I'll bet you somebody gonna name their kid Dromedary.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know that?
It'll happen in it'll happen.
I know people that what's it called? Alizé.
Alizé.
I know some Alizés now. I know some Hennessy's now. So
yeah.
Would you say Dromedary?
Dromedary.
Listen, that's gonna what's your name? Dromedary Marie.
Smith. All right, we're off the air for good now, ladies and gentlemen. The NAACP will be marching tomorrow.
Am I lying? Yeah. I know somebody that named their child Million.
Oh, yeah, a millionaire.
Yeah, Million, Mr.
Mr. Lieutenant.
So I'm just saying, Jeff. I'm gonna name my child Dromedary. What's your name? My name is Dromedary.
Lucifer. How about Lucifer?
No, they did.
Lucifer.
You know, it's a blessing that you can still change your name in America legally. Can you imagine? We've gone off the rails now.
I told Jesus, be all right. Remember that saying, if it changed my name. Because I really want to change, Jesus.
Dromedary.
Really?
I like that name. So dromedaries are camels, anything with a hump on their back.
Well, no, anything with a split toe is what it actually is a certain way.
Sheep?
No, sheep are not dromedaries.
Sheep don't have split toes?
They have hooves a certain way, but not like that.
So camels have split toes.
Camels.
Alpacas. Goats?
Not goats.
Goats and sheep are the same.
I don't think so.
I don't ask me.
I have to look. Goats and sheep are not the same.
I'm trying to tell you guys, there's some things that I know. That
sheep
not my
follow goat's butt.
That is true. There's certain things that I don't know. Dromedaries, I don't know. But
okay,
I love the name.
I'll make sure I have that. One day when we're not doing nothing, and I'll bring it back up because I have to look at it again.
With dromedaries?
Yeah, see, I had zoology. I had all that stuff, you know, for my lab studies, and I used to know all this stuff because my father would, well, do you know the phylum, and do you know this, that? He was like a studier of things a certain way, and he would make me name the different things, where things are come from, like even the plants.
You had a parent. That made you think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. We don't have parents.
Inductive and deductive reasoning from the time we were little. And my mother.
I'm out.
Okay, we got to go.
Hey, I love you guys. It's been a great day. It's been a great Wednesday. We'll see you on tomorrow. Tomorrow's Seth Thompson on Thursday.
I'm not ready for it to be over with.
And I can't wait until tomorrow. There's a lot going on. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Write this down because they work. 516-595-8258. We'll see you then. God bless you and have a great day. Thanks, Josh. Hey, Josh, I'm going to try to swipe up these bad cables in the next couple of days as soon as they come in from Amazon. And I think everything else is working well. I'm good. Love you. Have a good day. And I'll call you this afternoon. I'm just going to get them, I guess, like this, a couple feet, about 4 feet, about 6 feet.
3 feet, that's 3 feet, yeah. I have some of these. Oh, man. I don't want to do that. Yeah, tell me what it cost you.
$14.99.
Oh, yeah, I can save you $10. $8. Can you
get them all?
Yeah.
I need two.
You need two more?
Two, and then one split.
But what is that splitter? We need to...
Female to, you know.
Yeah, but female to female? That's a headphone?
Female to...
Okay, so that's a...
Female to male.
Okay, now what we need is a box.
A box of what?
A splitter box. That way we can feed this with the same thing and we'll be able to hear everything.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're hearing everybody through that connection. Yeah,
right.
Beautiful. That's what we do. So we'll split that box out. I might even have that box at home.
Well, we'll be here.
Yeah, be in the box. Yeah.
At least no more of the sales.
Yeah,
it's
just
I
so.
Josh.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. They might pay his way.
No.
Okay.
I'm
yeah.
I may have to stay at the new motel. But I think him going with me and showing him where I want to go. Could you go?
Oh, yeah, I could go if I had some money. I would love to go to Vegas. I haven't been in years.
Because I asked him if he could go.
Yeah. If we can raise some money to do that through your organization, I might try to get some people to kick in on something.
It's only going to cost $500.
Yeah, that ain't no money.
You gotta pay.
But see, I, we all,
yeah.
Okay. I had to rebuild my horns, and that's $700.